You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and today we're talking about a troubling trend, hit-and-run accidents. Here's a shocking statistic. Every minute in America, at least one driver flees the scene of an accident they caused, leaving victims stranded, injured, or worse.
That's absolutely terrifying when you think about the human impact. And these aren't just numbers. These are real people dealing with real trauma.
What's particularly interesting is how the psychology behind hit and runs has evolved. Studies show that about 60% of drivers who flee aren't actually trying to avoid legal consequences. They're acting on pure panic and adrenaline.
That's not what most people would expect. What other misconceptions do we have about these incidents?
Well, here's something surprising. Hit and runs aren't just happening on dark highways late at night. Data shows that nearly 40% occur in broad daylight, often in places we consider safe, like parking lots or residential streets.
You know what's really concerning? The rise in these incidents over the past 5 years.
Exactly. We've seen a 25% increase since 2019. And experts attribute this partly to the rise of delivery services and increased traffic in residential areas. But there's another factor at play, the growing number of uninsured drivers.
So what options do victims have when they can't identify the person who hit them?
That's where it gets interesting. And this is something many people don't realize. Even if the driver is never found, victims have multiple paths to compensation. The key is understanding how to navigate the system.
Like what? I imagine most people just assume they're out of luck.
Well, first there's uninsured motorist coverage, which can kick in during hit and runs. Then there's the possibility of compensation through crime victim funds in some states. But here's the crucial part. Timing is everything.
Oh, right. Those statutes of limitations you mentioned. How long do people typically have?
It varies by state, but generally between 1 and 4 years. However, and this is critical, waiting even a few days can seriously damage your case. Evidence disappears, witnesses forget details, and surveillance footage often gets deleted within 72 hours.
That makes me think about all the technology we have now. Cameras everywhere, GPS, smartphones. Has that helped catch more hit-and-run drivers?
Interestingly enough, yes. The clearance rate for hit-and-runs has increased by about 35% in areas with comprehensive traffic camera systems. But here's what's fascinating. Social media has become an unexpected ally.
Really? How so?
Community alert systems and social media groups have helped identify countless hit-and-run vehicles. There was a case last year where a Reddit post helped identify a driver within hours based on a single headlight fragment left at the scene.
That's incredible, the power of crowdsourcing justice.
But you know what's even more powerful? Prevention. Studies show that states with stricter penalties and better public awareness campaigns have seen up to 20% reductions in hit-and-run incidents.
Speaking of prevention, what should people do to protect themselves before anything happens?
Three crucial things. Comprehensive insurance coverage, especially uninsured motorist protection. A dash cam, they're pretty affordable now and incredibly useful. And a small notebook in your glove box to jot down details right after an accident. And beyond all that, having the right support matters. That's exactly why services like the Injury Helpline are so important. They connect you with attorneys who know how to navigate the complex legal system and fight for what you deserve.
You mentioned earlier about the psychological aspect of these incidents. Could you expand on that?
The psychology is fascinating. Research shows that the decision to flee happens in less than 3 seconds. It's not usually a rational choice. It's pure fight-or-flight response. That's why even otherwise law-abiding citizens sometimes flee.
That's actually somewhat reassuring, knowing it's not always malicious intent.
Exactly. But here's the twist. While the initial decision might be instinctive, every second they continue driving away becomes a conscious choice. That's why penalties increase significantly the longer someone waits to come forward.
Any final thoughts on what people should take away from this discussion?
2 key points. First, preparation is crucial. Having the right insurance and knowing what to do after an accident can make an enormous difference. Second, time is absolutely critical. The actions you take in the first hour after a hit and run can determine whether you'll receive fair compensation or be left covering expenses yourself.
And I suppose the other takeaway is that help is available, even if the situation seems hopeless.
That's right. Between legal resources, insurance options, and modern technology, victims have more paths to justice than ever before. The key is knowing where to look and acting quickly. Stay safe out there, everyone.